A standoff in the Belgian capital on the sidelines of a COVID-19 protest. Police used water cannon against a group of protesters, some of whom appeared to throw fireworks. Several hundred people marched through the streets 2 days after the government tightened restrictions for the third week in a row. Some carried signs critical of vaccines which have proved to be highly effective against the coronavirus. Others were worried about Belgium making it compulsory for health workers to be vaccinated, something that's coming in on the 1st of January.
I don't agree with mandatory vaccination for nurses.
I think every person has the choice to take a vaccine. That's his own choice. And that's freedom, in my opinion.
Health workers will have 3 months to get their shots. They can work during that time if they can show they've already had COVID-19 or provide negative tests. Hospital admissions have risen by 4% week on week, but the government says 40% of Belgium's intensive care beds are currently filled by COVID-19 patients, and that's having an impact on things like cancer treatment. Kindergartens and primary schools will now close a week early for Christmas, and pupils aged 6 or over have to wear face masks. Indoor venues such as cinemas will be limited to 200 people from Monday. Nightclubs have already been closed, and bars and restaurants have to shut at 11 p.m. for 3 weeks. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.